Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Iowa Computer Repair. Keeping your business running, iowacomputerrepair.com. And the Strudel House at Austrian Restaurant and Bakery, the taste of Europe in Des Moines, strudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Our guest is Manoj Tomar. He's an MBA, by the way, who's an accomplished IT professional with over 22 years of application design and architecture, project management, and business management experience. He left corporate life at Principal Financial and opened up his own shop. It's called Amplimark. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get too far down the road, folks are going to say, well, you know, he doesn't sound like he's from Iowa. Where are you from, Manoj?
I grew up in northern India, very, very close to New Delhi, about 100 miles outside of Delhi. I get to Iowa in 1997. I used to work for MCI, and then eventually WorldCom, and then the whole thing fell apart, and I ended up leaving MCI and then worked for Blue Cross Blue Shield a few years and then came back to Des Moines, Principal Financial Group, before I started on my own.
Now, that's an interesting story. So you've been in corporate America for a long time. How did you left and you started your own business? How did that come about?
It started with some of the work I did at Blue Cross Blue Shield. We were doing a lot of user experience, usability type work, and I did some consulting on the side. So there were, you know, clients who wanted that work done, and I knew there was opportunity for me to start there. So we started there. Digital marketing, web design wasn't part of it day one. But eventually we learned that in order to do a good job in user experience, user web usability space, you have to have web design skill in-house. So that's how we got into that.
You know, it's an amazing thing. So many people look at, if you're a business, small business, large, it doesn't matter. So many businesses look at the design of their website from their perspective versus a consumer perspective. Would you agree?
You're absolutely right, Michael. For a lot of small businesses, you know, website is just cost of doing business. They don't think much about it. If they like it, it's good to go. They never gather feedback on it. They don't ask people if they like it. They never really look at data analytic. People leaving website, they're staying on it, what they're doing. Small business owners don't do that.
Yeah, and that hurts them.
It does. It does.
Explain why that hurts their cause and why that website is so important today.
If you think about, you know, from the days of Yellow Pages to today, even if you got a referral from somebody, the first face-to-face this prospect will come to your business is probably your website. They will Google you. They will Google your business name. And that's probably the first place they're going to go. They're going to look at your website. And you know, in digital economy, perception drives everything. If they think your website just outdated 15-year-old stuff that nobody has ever updated, guess what? They probably aren't going to call you.
Yeah, they won't take that next step, will they?
They wouldn't.
Yeah. And one of the big changes in that and how you get Google rankings and all those other things was when we went to an HTML5 or a mobile application, correct?
Yes. Programming standards now, HTML5, CSS3. You will hear this concept quite a bit. A lot of people talk about mobile first. And a lot of people ask, what does that mean? What would that mean is any design, any user interface you design, you focus on mobile devices first. Because everybody has a smartphone and everybody is constantly on it. And if your website doesn't really work on mobile, you're missing out. You're losing customers.
Yeah. And because I believe I saw not too very long ago, research indicated that over 51% of all web lookups are now done on a phone.
Now the mobile search queries, they exceed desktop. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
That's amazing. Yeah. Manoj Tomar, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest in studio. Tell us about Amplimark. What do you do at your business?
As a business, Michael, Amplimark, I had two goals that I wanted to accomplish with this business. One was, you know, to provide branding and marketing services to small to medium-sized businesses, you know, 5 to 50 employees. And what I noticed that this group, they didn't have access to, you know, high-end branding agencies like the big corporate America does. So they never really cared about branding. So I wanted to fill that space. And the second need was, you know, you have traditional marketing agencies, you know, offline, print, radio, and web, and print. And you have traditional and digital marketing agencies, and there's a gap between them. Neither of them want to, you know, go into that space and fill that gap. And I felt that AmpliMark, at AmpliMark, we should be able to do that.
And the whole idea, AmpliMark, amplify your trademark, right, or your mark?
AmpliMark, it comes from two different words, amplified marketing.
There you go.
And that's the whole idea.
All right. Let's talk about trends in web development. We started down that path just a little bit ago. But people, I'm so surprised when I look at the vast number of websites that are out there that are not mobile-friendly yet. Many not-for-profits do not have mobile-friendly websites yet. But even beyond being mobile-friendly, there are some new trends in web development that take up more space, if you will, on whatever you're looking at the website on. Explain that.
So it's called responsive design. And what does that mean is the website code is going to respond to the hardware, the device you have in your hand, whether it's a tablet, laptop, or a smartphone. A website will fit perfectly on it, and the content will be presented in a way that's easier and much efficient to consume.
And what things need to be on your website in the very first look? What do people need to see first when they come to your site?
It's one of those things, right? Everybody has what they call an image, right? So when you first look at a web page, is it a service provider? Is it a company that's selling a product? You need to know exactly why you are out there and what you are doing. And if I go to a website, let's say they are in HVAC market, heating and cooling company, and I look at the website, it looks like a financial planner. There's absolutely a disconnect there. So you want to make sure your website matches what your, you know, service portfolio is.
And beyond that, when you look at many websites today, what are some of the missing, other than that brand, that should be there and should be top of mind when people are trying to access whatever that business does?
A lot of time businesses, you know, they have a website that's too wordy. You know, it just have blocks after blocks of text. So I would say content diversity is a big thing. You should have videos, you should have podcasts, you should have pictures, you should have content. You should just not have one type of content. You should provide a decent diversity of content on your website. Social media is another thing you want to do. That's where people are. You want to bring content off social channel and on your website. Remember, social media is a rented place. It's a rented content there.
It is.
Your website is your own content. So every single time your focus should be to bring traffic back from your Facebook or Twitter or whatever channel you are using back to your website, because that's where the value is.
The value is in having those consumers engage with you. Yeah, because nothing happens until you sell something.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. One of the things that has always bothered me, and we use websites a lot, and we've designed sites, we've done all those kinds of things for people in the past, is when a company buries their contact information. They might have a tab that says contact us, but you got to search for it.
Right.
They may have a telephone number, but it's embedded inside. Those are all turnoffs, I would think, to most consumers, wouldn't they?
It is. Sometime, you know, I would say large number of websites, maybe 55 to 60%, there is static content, meaning a lot of time a visitor is going there just to find, like you said, the contact information, the street address, the phone number. And a lot of companies just put that content deep down on the contact page, and you're clicking everywhere just to find it. And that's irritating to most customer. And if their experience isn't good on your website, chances are they're not going to feel good about doing business with you.
Right. We had a statistic. Razorfish did a study maybe 5 years ago now that indicated that if your website is not consumer friendly, and that's 5 years ago, that 64% of the people will not come back. And those the people that do come, I'm sorry, 64% of the people will not come back. Of that 64%, they'll tell their friends, and that increases that substantially.
You're absolutely right. If you think about, you know, you go to a brick and mortar store, let's say you go to Homemaker right here. If you go in, if you don't get any service, you don't find any product you have, well, you will walk out, go back to your car, get in it, and drive, right? So there is effort required to leave a store even if you don't have good experience. When you are on a website, if you don't like it, guess what you do?
You just leave.
You just click on back button and you're out of there. So it's so much easier for them to leave, and that's why you want to do everything you can to keep them there.
Let's talk for a moment about SEO, search engine optimization. What counts today for search engine optimization, and what is no longer the big tool that it used to be?
Michael, SEO, as most people know it, it has gotten to a point where a lot of people, when they hear the word SEO, they think this is a magic bullet that will bring huge amount of traffic for them, and they just start throwing money at it. Huh. SEO is a lot more than, you know, just getting traffic to your website. Once the traffic gets there, how are you going to keep it? How are you going to engage it? How are you going to make these visitors into paying customers? All those things play into it. And in my mind, any SEO strategy has to be driven by content. If you don't have a content strategy, just throwing money at SEO isn't going to do anything. If you look, Google has been updating its algorithm almost, you know, since 2003, hundreds and hundreds of updates. And a lot of people are just chasing those updates. Every time they get penalized, they do some other things to get back, and then they get penalized again.
So you should be above the curve.
You have to focus on content. Mm. If your content is unique, it's credible, it's authentic, it's so much easier to optimize it.
Now, when we talk about websites, some, as you mentioned, are very static, and nobody necessarily pays much attention to the content on the homepage or inside interior pages. How important is it that content, especially on the home, any page, is refreshed and revitalized from time to time?
Freshness of content is, you know, one of the factor in Google search ranking. But even beyond that, if you look how search engines work, if you search a business name in Google, the search result, Google will give you everything about that business, their address, their phone number, and, you know, what that business does. So for most people, there's no reason for them to go to your website if that's all they are looking for. Mm. And if your website is static, no freshness of content, well, there's nothing there for them to see. Phone number and address, Google already gave them. So it makes absolute sense that on your home page and other pages too, if you could, have content that's periodic, that's changing so that it gives people reason to come back and you know, engage with the website.
Now, you specialize, or you do quite a bit of work with WordPress, is that correct?
We do.
And WordPress allows individuals who have a website to update it themselves, correct?
It does. WordPress is a content management system. And what it does, it separates what they call presentation layer, which is the design of the website, from the content layer. That's the content. Right. And in the past, you know, people struggle. They didn't want to be web designer just to, you know, add some content to their website. Those days are over. Now you can update content as many times as you want, as much as you want, if you just know how to use that content mm-hmm. management system. And I think WordPress is a great tool. In fact, almost 40% of the website on the web, they are running on WordPress.
Is that right? So they've been very successful.
Very successful.
One of the things that we have done in the past and suggested to our clients as well is if they don't really want to take all the time and consideration to changing wording on their website, that they might consider putting up a blog post that will be part of their homepage where that content changes on a regular basis. Is that something wise to do?
Blog is a great way to produce fresh content. It does two things. One is it shows people your authenticity and you're expert in a certain area. Another thing is when you start writing blog and people start reading it, you kind of develop what they call a following. These are people who are coming back because they are there just to read what you're writing. They like your content. And putting that content on the homepage, you address that another issue that, you know, you have fresh content every, you know, certain number of weeks, every month, whatever that frequency is. So you can address multiple issues just by adding a blog to your website.
Manoj Tomar, ladies and gentlemen, talking to us about the importance of making sure that your website is accurate and works well. If you were to share three things with our listeners today, key things that they need to take away from this conversation, what would those three things be?
Those three things in my mind, Michael, number one would be user experience. Make sure any visitor, any prospect visiting your website, they have absolute best experience. It's just like your storefront. You want to do everything you can so that they have good experience. Number two is content. you have to have skin in the game. You just can't hire somebody to write content for you. If you're not going to be part of that process, your business isn't going anywhere. And the third part would be make sure your website is mobile friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Smartphones, mobile devices, they are not going away. They're going to be part of, you know, what the future holds. So you want to make sure your website is going to work when people are using those smartphones.
Manoj Tomar, ladies and gentlemen, he has been sharing with us about his business. And his business, of course, is called Amplimark. We will have links to his business and him on the radio blog when you see that a little bit later on today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. All right. We're going to check out for just a few moments and then find out what happened today on Wall Street. Good day, bad day, medium day. We'll let you know when the Business News Hour comes back.